morning. Can I trouble you to put this on?
Yud Aleph Sivan Toshim Pei Vov, Harav Menachem Lieberman Shlita.
In this week's Pasha, we have the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. The Rambam reckons it minin a mitzvah, mitzvah chavov, the mitzvah who should siva a kohanim, levorech es Yisrael, vu oimro yisale, koise voruch es b'nei Yisrael. Mitzvah min ha-Torah, kohanim have a mitzvah sasei, to give Birchas Kohanim to Bnei Yisrael. Sefer Chinuch, mitzvah shinayin ches, says, Shenitztavu ha-Kohanim, Shivorchi Yisrael b'chol yoy, Shenem ha-Kohis v'orchus b'nei Yisrael amoy lahem. The mitzvah of the Kohanim, every day, the Kohanim have a mitzvah to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, and that's, the Kohis v'orchus b'nei Yisrael means every day. The Chinuch adds, V'noigois, v'neheges mitzvah zu b'chol mokoy, b'chol zman, b'koinim, Kialei mitzvah zu levorches Yisrael, the mitzvah shacharis, musaf v'neile, all these tefillahs, chayovim levorche. Avon b'mincha, every day, there's no nesiyas kapayim by mincha, because mincha people have already eaten, and there's a chashash, or people have drank wine, it's chashash of shikras, so there's no nesiyas kapayim by mincha, and even mincha natanis, Chazal will also go to mincha b'chol yoy. But the Gemara finished, the Gemara Tani says, well, actually, why nowadays do they yet kohanim yes duchen on mincha on a tanis? Because mincha is somach l'shkei sachama, so it's equivalent to ni'ila. So they do duchen on a mincha on a tanis. The mincha's chinuch goes on to explain that the mitzvah is a mitzvah every time the kohanim give the tzibur a birchas kohanim, they have a mitzvah. If they do birchas kohanim more than once a day, so then they mekayim, each time they mekayim another mitzvah. He gives an example, like tzitzis. If you don't have a beged of four corners, there's no israase. No, I'm not over anything, I'm just not mekayim. If I wear a beged, four-cornered beged without tzitzis, then I'm over a mitzvah saseh. So here as well, says the chinuch, the mitzvah is every day. If one is over, if the kohanim don't give a bracha, it could be when they're called and they don't give a bracha. But once it's done once a day, you're not over anymore. The chiyuvis is once a day. They were chuyuv to give a bracha. But nevertheless, there's still a mitzvah kiyumis. However many more times a day, they will give a tzibur a bracha, then the kind the mitzvah more. If anything, he continues to say, it's more similar to tefillin. There is a chiyuv every day to put on tefillin. And if a man one day, the Supreme God also takes on like that, if a person didn't put on tefillin one day, he's over a mitzvah saseh. But once you wear tefillin once a day, you're not over. But the more times you wear tefillin, if you put tefillin on more times a day, or you wear tefillin the whole time, every minute the tefillin is on you, you're mekayim a mitzvah saseh, the raisa of tefillin. It's similar here as well. The more times, every many times, the kohanim give a tzibur a brocha, they mekayim the mitzvah saseh. But the aveira, they're only over if one day they don't give the brachas kohanim, they don't give a mitzvah, say then they're over one day. And now what the chinuch says, the chayim, all tefillahs, the lashon of the chinuch says, the chayovim, Mushachris, Musfanila, that's only Midrabono. And he has to say, that's what we say, you're over, that's only, you're only over if they were called. If they could, the Shechtiva said Koinim, and they don't come, then they're over that say. If they don't call them, they're not over that say. But even if they don't call, if you go up, you're always Mekayim say. And once you've been Mekayim the say, even if the next, another time you're called up, you're not over. So the Isra say is only when they're called and they don't come up. That's the Isra say. But Mekayim, they're always Mekayim. Even if they weren't called up, they're almost Mekayim that say. And ever many times, and once they call, once they do it once, even if they call them up another time, then they're not over anymore, so I say, even if they don't come up. Zishtei Shulchan Aruch. Borosh, im ola pa'machas b'yom zeh, that day, shuvei na'oiver, afila oimrim lo'alei, even if they said, go up. Once they've gone up one day, they're not mechuyv anymore to go up. They're not over if they don't go up another day. If they would do chen, they would have a mitzvah, so I say. If they don't come up, they're not over. The Torah brings a shita, some say that midarasa, birchas koinim is only when there's two koinim, then the mitzvah, I say, is emoy lahem, but he holds, the Torah argues him, he says, even one koin, there's a mitzvah, I say, even one koin, and the Taz and the Prichod Ashad, that by one koin, it's even more chomor, that even if they didn't call him up, and he doesn't do chenis over, because the tonight that you need, emoy lahem, is only by two, so by one, even if they didn't call him up, and he doesn't do chen, he is over. This is all we're speaking about the mitzvah of the Kohen. The Charedim, it's one of the Charedim's got sefer, all mitzvahs, he divides them on all different limbs, mitzvahs she do b'dibur, b'machshava, hands and feet. The Charedim brings in Perek Dalet mitzvah yudches, that there is a mitzvah, thoughts for the Kohenim, Levorech Kohen Yisrael Shenem HaKohis Levorech Asmini Yisrael, but he adds a chiddush that the mitzvah on the Yisraelim who stand there opposite the Kohenim, Ponim Kenegat Pnei Kohenim, and the Mechavan Libon to be Mechavan the Brocha, they're also included in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is on the Kohenim to give the Brocha, and the mitzvah is on the Yisraelim to be Mechavan the Brocha. So there would be, according to the Charedim, it's a mitzvah min haTorah for the Tzibur to pay attention to the bracha of the Kohenim and be mechaven that bracha, be the bracha, like the giving a bracha from a, like the giving a bracha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's included in the mitzvah. The in Ritzvo in Masechet Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph on the base says, he says there's no chiv on the Israelim. The chiv is only on the Kohenim. The Eved Brocha brings a ride to the Charedim from a sefer which is called, which is a Rambam wrote, Sefer Miktsois, Masechta Tomid. He writes, "Ve'eino moitzi es Yisrael yidei chavoson," mashma that there's a chiv on Yisraelim to get the Brocha from the Kohenim. But whatever happens, the Kohenim have a chiv to listen to the Birchus Kohenim on every word. Gemara says in Soita, Klum Yesh Eved, is there such a thing as an Eved, Sherabbi Mavorchoi, his master gives him a brocha, and the Eved doesn't pay attention. So that's a bizarre. And then in the loss of the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, Siv Kotten Samachei, he says, Yesh Chiv Al Ho'om Lishmoya Kol HaBrocha Mevi HaKoinim. There is a chiv on the whole tzibur to hear the whole brocha, every word of the birchas koinim from the koinim. That's why it says that they've got to make sure that everybody's finished answering omed before the koinim start. That was in the times when there was no shliach tzibur who said yivarech echa. Kolponim, his loshen is quite strong loshen. Yesh chiv al ha'om lishmoya kol habrocha mepi hakoinim. Whether he means, it's not clear whether Mishvura means that the Charedim, or whether he means because Klum Yesh Eved, Shemavorchen Oisrein Shemea, but whatever happens, there's a chiv of people to concentrate on the bracha they hear from the Kohenim. Now, there's a famous Beis Halevi, which probably some of you might have heard already. The Shaila is, why do we need a whole lot of Kohenim standing in front of the Orna Kodesh and giving a bracha? Why is there no din of Shemea Kohenah? Let one kohen, all the kohenim go up, one kohen should say, and he should have kavona to be moitzi all the other kohenim, like we do by all other mitzvahs. We do shemeh kohenim by kiddush, we do it shemeh kohenim by shofar. Only one person blows, and everybody's yotze. So while everybody, all of the kohenim have to say loud, yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Let one person say yivarecha, one kohen with a loud voice say yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha. All the other kohenim should be yotze with shemeh kohenim. That's a hidu. Actually, Baroibam Habisnach is the other way around. It's more Baroibam if one person is Moitzi. The state Nalocha in Ibn Ilchus Tzitzis. If we don't do it, but if the Tzitzis says if there's three people are putting on the talis together, it would be better if one person makes the Brocha Lisatav and Moitzi everybody. Again, it's more of a praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu if they combine together. It's more of a Tzibo, of a Baroibam, when one person is Moitzi the other one. So Zokta Beis Alevi is Mechadesh, that Birchas Koinim is different to all other mitzvahs. There's a din of Koil Rom. We learned that from the Pusuk, some of the Pusuk of the Gemara, the Dash and the Sifri, Emor Elohem, they've got to say it. Koisav Orchus Mnes, on the Droshen, it's got to be in a loud voice. Shemeh Koinah is not a loud voice. It's Shemeh, it's not a loud voice. Chazanish, he says, he argues on the Beis Alevi, and he says that this is the interesting, the Londas explains Shemeh Koinah, says the Chazanish, does not mean that Shemir is a type of speaking. Shemeh Koinah means that the speaking which I'm listening to, the diva which I'm paying attention to, and I pay attention to that, is misiaches as if I said it. So it's not that I'm yotze with my keeping quiet. It with my having kavona to be yotze, I'm connecting myself to that person's dibur. So I have a koil rom. Haraya, says the Chazanish, what's happening by Megillah? One person lines the Megillah, and we all yotze with Shemir Ka'oinah. Where's our Megillah? If our mitzvah is just Shemir, that we're listening from somebody who's saying, then the listening is a form of Kriya, then we're lining without a Megillah. Where do we get our Kriya's Megillah from? Elamai must be that the one who's lying in the Megillah from Kosh Megillah, and we're paying attention to him, so that is Kilu connects us as if we are lining Kilu, his Dibur connects to us as well. And the same is by Kiddush Al HaKoyis. One Balabais holds the Koyis in his hands, he says Kiddush Al HaKoyis, everybody's Yotze with Shemeh Ka'oinah. Well, if Shemeh is a new type of saying, of speaking, you don't actually have to speak, you can just listen, and that's a form of speaking. So where is my Koyis? I haven't made Kiddush Al HaKoyis. Elamai, says the Chazanish, Shemeh Ka'oinah, is the Pshat is that the one I'm listening from, his Dibu is Kilu Misyachis to me. So if so, says the Chazanish, so what's the problem? What does the Beis Alevi mean, the Koil Rom? That is the Koil Rom. It's his voice, which I'm going to. It's not my Shtikam, it's his voice, so I have the Koil Rom. So the Chazanish argues, the Chazanish said there would be Shaykh Shemeh Ka'oinah by Birchas Kohen.
Shkina wants Shkina to rest on his hand.
They should do the hands without speaking.
They should stand there.
Okay, with her priestess here dying, just they don't have to say it. Comes at Zokta, that Zokta brought on something to say, I think it's B'Shem Reb Chaim as well, that they are Miyashiv the Beis Alevi from the time of the Chazanish. And the Ebrach says clearly, the Koil Rom is not a condition that the speaking has to be the Koil Rom. The din is, Koil Rom means the Tzibur have to hear the Koil. It's a din that the call have to hear his words. That's what the Gemara Darshan and Soita, and Moy Lohem, like a man is speaking to a friend, she kulam shoymin. So our Gemara in Soita uses the Lashon of Moy Lohem, ka adam shoym ala chaveroi. And in Sifri, it says, So he says, it's not about in the Dibu. If it would be in a condition in the Dibu, the speaking has to be a form of Koil Rom. So then you can say, okay, he's also got the Koil Rom. But here it's different. It's in it that the Tzibu have to hear from the Koinim. Very nice, London's Shemeh Koinah, it might be that Dibu is Mesiachas them, but the Tzibu are not listening to them. And since we need the tzibur to listen to them, that's why we need every single kohen to do duchen shemeh kohen. That's what the Arish states in the name of bracha. And the truth is, as I takish state in the... So that's the pshat in the base. So he's miyashu the base levi. The attack is not going to help Yisrael. It's a special din that the tzibur Yisraelim have to hear from the kohenim, and therefore they have to hear from every single kohen. But I saw brought down in the haflah, and the ksubas brings down a tshuvas mabit, which is quite early in there. Perhaps it's one of the very early achroinim or rishon. He asks Taka, why do they not say? Why is there no shemek in a one person? One kohen should say the whole bechas kohenim rechashem for everybody. And he says no. It's Mne'atiru. People don't get confused. So, but Be'etzim, he would hold that there is a din of Shemei Ko'ina by Nesias Kavayim. So when we're being Machloik is here, some hold that there is Shaykh Shemei Ko'ina by Nesias Kavayim. And the Beis HaLevi's Kiddush, the din of Koirom, how the Emet Brocha and the Rav Chaim explain it, that's a din that Tzibah have to hear from the Ko'inim, and therefore the cover that is not going to be a din of Shemei
Ha'Koyim. If you only one Koyim was not to be Bechskaran, I don't see Machloikas. I want it. That's a balagan.
It wouldn't be so, yeah. It wouldn't be Sholem.
Yeah,
that's the same.
You all go and come
to. We play a Sholem. Yeah. The Gemara says in Ksubas. Gemara talks about if you can bring a raya that somebody, a Koyim, Gemara discusses. How can we be male mitruma lo yuchzin? If we see something's getting truma, oh, we can vary, you're a kohen. We can consider you a kohen. So the world discusses if a kohen stands on the duchen, if we have a raya, a proof from there, that he is a kohen miyuchas. And the Gemara says, Zor hanoisa kapov oive ba'asei. If a Zor, a Yisrael, goes up on the duchen and gives birchas kohen, he is oive ba'asei. Why? Because the Gemara says, koi sevorchu lohem, you atem veloi Yisraelim. Only a Kohen and not a Yisrael. Lava bo bechlal, asei zasei. Okay, very interesting, it's very shver taste in Shabbos. Gemara says, Rav Yossi says, that I always listen what everybody says, and if somebody would say that I should go up to the Duchen and I'm not a Kohen, I would still go, because ma'olam lo'ola, I'll never barti adim rechavere. So Taisa says, La Yoda Ri Ba Issa Yesh the Zara Ila Duchen. The Ri doesn't know what an Issa is for a Zara to go up to the Duchen. Im Loi Mishum Brocha Levatola on Koinim. So everybody asks him, Taisa, what do you mean you don't know what Issa is the Duchen? There's a Gemara in Ksuvas that says, Zara Oile Noisekabo Oive Basay. How can he just say, I don't know what Issa is if Mephurisha Gemara? Well, the Ri didn't see this Gemara in Ksuvas which says that there is a Isser Asay. So there's a number of Terutzim. But Yeshua says the Isser Asay is only in the Beis HaMikdash where they say Berachas Koinu with the Shema Mefoirosh. There's one thing special. There's one of the cases when the Shema Mefoirosh was used in the Beis HaMikdash by Berachas Koinu. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they did Berachas Koinu with the Shema Mefoirosh. So he says that's when there is a Isser Asay. But anywhere where there's no Shema Mefoirosh, then there's no Isser Asay of Yisrael Duchenin, and that's why the Ri says only perhaps if he's making a bracha. The Ramah, in the beginning of Hilchos Nesis Kapayim, also asks, he brings the Ri, says, Ein lezor lisos kapov, he brings Tosfos, the Tosfos says, Ma'is yesh bedov, and he says, there's a chilik, that if only with other kohenim, then there is a problem, if he goes up. She'ein kein, it says like this: when he goes up alone, that's when there is a issa. Mashiach Kedemor Shabbos is talking about when he goes up with other kohenim. If there anyhow other kohenim there, then it doesn't matter. If you're the only kohen who goes up, then you're over that say. That's what the Ramos says, and the Haflah says the other way around. The issa say is dafke when there are other kohenim. When you're there yourself, it doesn't matter. The Issaseh is going dafke when you are with the other kohenim. Why? What's the pshat? Because he's going with a charedim. He says it's the mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to receive the bracha from the kohenim. So if there's no other kohen there, you don't have the mitzvah to hear brachas kohenim. So what can wrong? Nothing wrong if you go up. But if there are kohenim anyhow, and your position is meant to be on the opposite the kohenim to receive the bracha, and you're going up, then you're mavatl da'aseh. That is chiddush. The Bach says the isa'aseh is only when you actually lift up your hands. If I just say it without mesias kapayim, there's no isa'aseh. And that's what the Ri meant. I'll go up to the duchen, but I won't lift up my hands. If I don't lift up my hands, there's no issa of Israel to do duchen.
I'm sorry, we're benching children now.
Come to that. And just and one more shitter, the Mogen Geborim says, that what the Torah says, Atem Leizorim, is only if you have kavona, only have kavona to be yetzer the mitzvah. But if you don't have kavona to be yetzer the mitzvah, you're just doing it because people think you're a kohen, then there's no isra say. So that could also be taken if you hold that's only goes off if your mitzvah shichas kavona, then that helps the teretz of the mogen geboyrim that if you didn't have kavona. But otherwise, if you hold mitzvahs ain't shichas kavona, you would have to say you have kavona paket. Now the Bi'alocha talks about. He says there's a minig. Says there's a minig olamos. When people, he talks about when people see somebody off, because they're going to with somebody, but somebody goes on a journey, people say, Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Whether you're your coin, Nishkan coin, people say, Bracha, you wish somebody Yotze Lederech, you wish Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. He says, how can you do it? It's the Chazor, this Bracha is only given for coining. So Yisrael should not be able to say, Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Even what you're going to answer me, it's not the time of davening. But min haTorah, the bracha on the Seis Kapayim is not connected to davening. Horaya, tefillah is only mitrabbanan. Elamah, mitaraisa, you're mekayem the mitzvah, even not during davening. So if min haTorah, there's a mitzvah for the kohenim to say yivrecha, even not time of davening. So if so, a kohen who does it, a Israel who does it, sorry, not in the time of davening, should be over the Yisra'aseh. So how can we do it? How come the min haGolam is that they do bench yivrecha Hashem yishmerecha? So he answers, it could be, it's an efshe, it says, it's a raya efshe from the minhag olam, mitzvah strichas kavona. And if you don't have kavona, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you're not over the mitzvah. So that one, that's why this, that's his one mahalach, why the minhag olam is doing, because we are mitzvah strichas kavona. And then he says, it could be, the time of the minhag is like the Bach. With the Bach holds that the mitzvah is only with priestess Yadayim. And Adafka then over is Azor is over Issa when he puts his hands up. But if you say it without the hands, when you just see people off on a journey, you do it without the hands. And therefore there's no Nesis Kabayim. So therefore there's no, it's just Psukim. So that then is Taka not, then you're not over the Issa of that they Atem Veloi. Veloi Zorim. The problem is only that what happens Friday night, or a lot of them, especially by the Minhag Ashkenaz, people give bracha to the children. It's actually even brought down in Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah even brings down the Minhag in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Some people give a bracha even Motzei Shabbos. Because he talks about when Tisha B'Av is Motzei Shabbos, Tisha Sunday, Elu Shemavorchim Abonim should not give a bracha to the children Motzei Shabbos when it's Tisha B'Av. So he brings the minig even more to Shabbos. And normally the minig is taka that people do put their hands on it. So we don't have the issue of this issue of the Bach, Dafka priestly time, because they do putting their hands is similar to priestly time.
That's for Darash Yaakov Avin. Nothing to do with. They're doing it like Yaakov gave Brochta from Nasha. We carry on.
He said Yivarechacha. So that's not a problem. But how do we know that we can use this with the hand even to say Yivarechacha?
One hand.
So there's a story, the famous story, Torah Tumima, in this week's Parsha, brings, he says, Shemati Me'ish Ne'mon, who was there when the Noida Yehuda got married, the Gom was there by the chuppah, and the Vilna Gaon put his hand on the head of the Noid Yehuda Rechazkananda and gave him a bracha under the chuppah. So they asked the Noid Yehuda afterwards, why are you only putting one hand on? So he said, because two hands is only the kohen, is only for the kohen. And one hand, that's not called the priestess Hidayim. So that's, I would say that's the kilu, the anagar of the gom, they was not to do two hands. The minigoy on the maisa is people put both hands on. So we got the maisa. The other issue, it could be either well mitzvah strichas kavona, and you don't have, we're definitely not having kavona to do the mitzvah. So there's no isra say of kosevorchu atem velozorim. And the other teretz is of the bialocha goes on to say inami, because the rabbonim were masakin the maisa with the koinim only do it b'shas davening. So if somebody does it not b'shas davening, it is as if you're mechavan mefurish not to be mekayim the mitzvah of berachas koinim. So it's as if there is kilu positive kavanah. I don't know where yotzer, because the mitzvah is only at a time of davening, and since it's shlipshas tefillah, it's as if you have kavanah not to be yotzer the mitzvah.
Some people bench when sitting down.
But
some people bench children are sitting down. Therefore, you're not standing usually.
Yeah, really saying that, yeah? I've never heard of that. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Have you got any mocha for that?
Yeah.
With both hands, but they sit down.
Yeah.
Could be, yeah. I've seen people do only tackle with one hand, which is interesting, because of this story of the Noida Yudah. Now, there's an interesting thing that in Chutz Loretz, we are very, very limited to our Nesias Kapayim, yeah? It's after all the halachas of Nesias Kapayim, right at the end, the Ramah says that the Noagim in Medinas Chutz Loretz, we don't do Nesias Kapayim only Yom Tov. Why? Because they are, in the time of Yom Tov, we are in an atmosphere of Simchas Yom Tov. The Toiv Lev Hu Yivorech. You give somebody a brocha, you have to have a good heart. Mashen Ken Shai Moish Hashana, even Shabbos, he says that people are busy. He says people are worried about machshava de panosa. They're worried even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Oi, I'm not earning today. How will I manage? And even on Yom Tov, we're only doing musaf, where we're mamish in Simchas Yom Tov. But wherever taka we don't, we still say lekeinu v'kavaseinu. We say lekeinu v'kavaseinu taka every shachris, every taka, every musaf on Shabbos as well. And every mincha on a tamis as well, when he learns Yisrael, they were duchen, then we say, Elkein Mekabaseinu. The Gon, when he was in Vilna, he wanted to introduce already in Vilna that they should duchen every day. And the Gon was definitely besamech, mavoidas Hashem, and he thought probably everybody's happy as well. Why should we not duchen every day? He wanted to bring the minute back. It never worked. The day that he started, he thought that we're going to start Brichas Koinim. That day he was taken to prison because of the... That day when he wanted to introduce Brichas Koinim every day, he was taken. They arrested him because there was false accusations against him, and he was taken to prison. His Talmud, Reb Chaim Volozhin, also tried to introduce it. And that morning there was a fire in Vilna, and they weren't able to do Brichas Koinim. So they didn't manage this. Some of them saw it in the simon. Somehow they didn't manage it. But his Talmidim Agro, they're the one who, they when they in Eretz Yisrael, he said the whole group of them in Eretz Yisrael, they were taka. That's when they introduced it. In Eretz Yisrael, taka is the minig that they taka do duchnan every day. That's how really it should be mikradin. But that chutzlorot, that's remained with the remained the minig, the remains with the minig. And even if they say, even if there's a new settlement in chutzlorot, I mean, Chutz Loretz is where we do it Yom Tov Musaf, but in Eretz Yisrael, so I can know it, Halavayim, Eretz Yisrael, all the Eden Eretz Yisrael are much more gebench, they get a bracha every day. Halavayim, Mitz Hashem, we should all be Zeichel to be in Mitz Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, B'meir V'yameinu, B'meinu with the Bina B'samidosh, and Avada, all the Eden should get the full brachas, all the brachas from them, we all be gebench.
Svadim here,
Svadim. Svadim, that is, yeah. Svadim, that do it, yeah. Svadim, that's what we're doing.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Because when